Blind Cool Tech 57, July 26th, 2005. Hey everybody, how are you doing? I'm your host, Larry Skutkan, for this edition of Blind Cool Tech. Today we're going to look at the process of sending protected digital talking books to your book port. The main source of protected digital talking books at this time is Recordings for the Blind and Dyslexic, RFBND. Their website is at rfbd.org, and their phone number is 800-221-4792. All of the books available from RFBND are protected as required from the publisher. Now, these are all audio books delivered to you on CD in Digital Talking Book 2.x format. I remember when I was a student in college, the books were on cassette, and believe me, this is a much better way to go. However, before you can send a book to your book port or even read it on your computer, you have to have a key from RFBND. And this key will cost you about $10 plus the price of shipping. And it comes to you in the form of a CD that you will install on your PC. This key works in conjunction with BookWizard Reader, which is a program we supply, we being APH, with the book port for the purpose of transferring and encoding protected content, digital talking books, to your book port. Now, I say we send you a demo of BookWizard Reader. That's all you need in order to use the book port with digital talking books. If you would like to purchase a full version of BookWizard Reader that you can use to read digital talking books on your PC, you may do so at the APH website, which is aph.org/tech. Well, let's first look at what happens if you try to send an RFBND book to the book port without having the key. So I'll plug my book port into the USB cable, or plug the cable into the book port.
Book port transfer dialog, folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 200, audible technology.
And we'll stop that speech. I'll insert a CD containing an RFBND textbook into my CD drive. And the bookport transfer will recognize that fact momentarily.
Getting book information dialog from colon list box, a term unabridged part 1 underline M. Getting book information dialog, select audio book range dialog, 61.4 kb selected from colon list box, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, less end of book greater.
Okay, so we are looking at Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, the last Harry Potter book before the one Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. This one was it 2 years ago? Maybe it was just last year. I believe it was 2 years ago. Anyway, if we try to send this book, we press enter here in the select audio book range dialog.
Book port transfer dialog, sending 1 of 1 dialog, cancel button, folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 200, audible technology review, June 2005.
Now let's see what we got.
Studio recorder dash document 1, document 1 star. Book port transfer dialog, folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 200, audible technology review, June 2005, underline MP332, underline Larsu.a, studio recorder dash document 1, document 1 star.
Alright, let's turn our book port up a little bit. And we'll find this book.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
This playback system is unable to play this copyright protected RFBND Audio Plus book. Please contact RFBND's Member Services Department at 800-221-4792 for information on how you can enable this playback system to play this copyright-protected RFBND book.
And of Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix proof protected with notice.
So, we got a notice saying that this device is unable to play it. Well, let's call RFB&D. That's good information.
Summer office hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. on Fridays. If the book you wish to order on CD isn't completely recorded yet, we can offer you completed portions of the book called installments with full Daisy navigational features as they are completed. As your member services representative for ordering details, whether you're an individual or institutional member, we have improved our track.
Yes, ma'am. I'm interested in finding out how to get a key to play RFB&D books on the book port.
It would be, you have to be a member, and it's $10 plus $6.50 shipping.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay. So there was a little trouble with that in the beginning that... you know, it was a little hard getting the information to everybody at RFB&D and APH, but it looked like that process was fairly easily done. So they let's pretend that we ordered that key. I'm going to remove this book from my drive. And 3 weeks later, no, probably about a week later, if that long, you will get a CD in the mail in a container. And in that container, there will be a piece of paper, two pieces of paper, one print and one braille. And on that braille piece of paper is your RFB&D pin.
Now, arrow, I just unknown, arrow, unknown.
I just placed
unknown, arrow, unknown.
The CD into my
arrow,
drive.
Unknown, arrow, unknown, arrow.
And I actually have auto run turned off. And so normally what will happen is you will get what you'll see in just a minute. I'm going to run it by hand, though. And this will be good for those of you that the auto run, that you have it turned off on your system, too. So if you know what drive your CD is, which I happen to know mine is drive D.
TK dash lac dash F left parent D colon right parent folder view list view not selected auto run dot inf 1kb setup.
So we have two files on this. So auto run dot inf.
Roth dot x date created colon 2/23.
And a BWR auth dot exe. That's the one you want to run. So we'll press enter on that.
dialog, loading ... okay button, registration required dialog, okay button.
And let's read that screen.
Registration required dialog. Graphic 683 read-only edit. Activation of this software requires a registration code issued by RFD&D. Please visit the RFD&D registration website using the link on the next screen left paren www.rfdd.org/register right paren or contact RFD&D's member services department at 800-221-4792 to receive your registration code. OK button. Cancel button.
Okay, so I'll press OK.
Enter key dialog. Enter the registration name and key below exactly as given to you. Name colon edit.
And I will do that. Press tab.
Key colon edit.
My key, my PIN.
OK button. We're off dialog. Copy data complete. OK button.
RFD&D user authorization key installation. Installation of this RFD&D user authorization key is limited exclusively to registered RFD&D members. Any other use is strictly prohibited by law. Please enter your RFD&D personal identification number to confirm that you are a current member and that you agree to the restrictions of copyright and the terms and conditions of membership.
So we'll enter our PIN.
Book Wizard Reader Dialog. A new user authorization key has been successfully added to the keyring. OK button.
So it says a new authorization has successfully been added to the key ring. All right.
Audio idle progress bar 2%.
Okay, so we'll close Book Wizard Reader, which it opened.
Folder view list view.
And we'll, now we'll go ahead and plug in our book port. Let's take our key out of the drive first. Let's see, we'll connect our book port to the, we'll connect the USB cable to our book port.
Book port transfer dialog, folder view list view, not selected graphic 200 audible technology review June 2005 underline MP 332 underline larsku.a.
And book port transfer is open now, so I'll put the RFD&D book into the drive. Book port transfer should see it.
Getting book information dialog. Cancel button. Getting book information dialog. Select audio book range dialog. 214.3 MB selected. From colon list box. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. 731.
Okay, so I can tell from this that I do not have room on my flash card for the entire book, or that second list box would have been in the book. Now, this will give me a good opportunity to show you these two list boxes. The first one is where you want to start.
Through colon list box 733 732.
So we start with front, and we can go to through
colon list box 731.
And let's just get a little bit of it. I'll press home to go to the beginning.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
And we'll press down arrow.
Left pair front one contents.
So that was page one contents. These are the sections in the book.
Two, three, four.
These are pages.
Five, six, chapter seven, chapter one - Dudley Demented. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
I'll press C to get to the next chapter.
Chapter 2 - JPEG of Owls.
Now, if we want to see how much we've selected megabyte-wise...
7.2 MB selected.
We've got 7.2 megabytes. What I did was read the status line. So let's press Enter.
Book port transfer dialog. Getting book information dialog button. Book user validation dialog. Enter PIN colon password edit.
Book is limited exclusively to registered RFD&D members. Any other use is strictly prohibited by law. Please enter your RFD&D personal identification number to confirm that you are a current member and that you agree to the restrictions of copyright and the terms and conditions of membership.
So now this time it asks us for our number. We'll type it in and hit enter.
Book port transfer dialog. Getting book information dialog. NCC.html. Cancel button.
Now, I do have this book compressed as well, so you may notice that the speed will be a little higher than you may prefer, but we can change that, as you know from an earlier Bookport lesson. That does slow down the transfer process, by the way. If we want to see what it's doing, we can read the title bar.
Bookport transfer, sending 1:1... compressing pauses ...78%.
So this all takes time. Now it started doing something else. Let's read it again.
Bookport transfer, sending 1:1... converting to MP3 ...10%.
So as you can see, this process can take a little bit of time. We're only sending one chapter, too. Now what I'll do, too, is once this gets over there, I'll show you a little trick about sending, you know, if you can't send the whole book, you can actually read part of it, and then Bookport Transfer will recognize where you are in the book and offer that as your beginning selection point. Let's see what it's doing now.
Bookport transfer, sending 1:1, 62%.
So it's actually sending it over to the device. So we're almost through. I'll show you, too, that we'll turn off the compression, and you'll see it's quite a bit faster. Just depends how you want to listen to it, too.
Folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 200 audible.
Okay, we'll unplug the book port.
Bookport 2.1.0.3 ready.
Now if we press read on the book port.
Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
About this RFBND Audio Plus book. This RFBND Audio Plus book has been digitally indexed for enhanced book.
Now what we'll do is go ahead and move a few pages into the book.
Page Roman 7.
And I'll just press the
contents. Chapter 1.
Next Dudley section key.
Page 1. Chapter 2, A Peck of Owls.
Chapter 1, Dudley Demented.
Okay.
The hottest day of the summer so far.
So let's read there.
Chapter 1, Dudley Demented. The hottest day of the summer so far was drawing to a close, and a drowsy...
And we'll move into it a few pages.
Page 2. On the whole, Harry thought he was to be congratulated on his idea.
Let's go
of
to page 5.
Page 6.
Or
why were you lurking under our window? Yes, yes, good point, Petunia. What were you doing under our window, boy? Listening to the news, said Harry in a resigned... Page 7.
Okay, so now we'll go ahead and connect Bookport back to the USB port. And when we get our audio selection range, we will actually begin at page 5. Now, of course, this applies if you're 50 or 100 pages into it or whatever. Now, one thing we want to do, too, this time is turn off the audio compression. So we'll go to our options dialog.
Options dialog. General page. Send text as line oriented. Checkbox checked. Send audio files as music. Checkbox checked. Send file name as title prompt when deleting from the book. New sounds. Checkbox checked. Note synchronization. Send. Note synchronized. Note synchronized. OK, but canceled. General tab.
And I believe we need to go to our...
Sections tab. Mm-hmm. Send text as line oriented, checkbox checked. Send audio files as music, checkbox checked. Send file, send audio, not checked. Audio options, .. button. options dialog, GAD page, advanced audio options dialog, time compression compress time checkbox checked.
We'll uncheck that.
Not checked. Pause compression compress pauses checkbox checked.
We'll uncheck that.
Not checked.
And press enter.
Book port transfer dialog, options dialog, general page.
And then we'll press OK.
Not checked. Use sounds checkbox not checked.
Oops.
Checked. Notes in credit, notes in notes, OK, cancel, but OK, folder view, list view.
Now we'll pop the Harry Potter book back into the CD drive. And you'll see it'll actually start at page 5, or wherever we left it, for our selection dialog.
Getting book information dialog. Cancel button. Getting book information dialog. Select audio book range dialog. 214.1 MB selected from colon list box 7539.
So it says we start at page 7. We'll press tab to get to the through list.
Through colon list box 539.
Now we don't want to send that many pages, so we'll press home to get back to the top.
7.
And let's just send
chapter 2-A peck of owls.
Let's send through chapter 3 this time.
Chapter 3-The Advance Guard.
And I'll go up to see what page number that is.
47.
So it's about page 47, 48.
Chapter 3-The Advance Guard.
So I'll press enter.
Book port transfer dialog.
Type in my PIN.
Book port transfer dialog. Getting book information dialog. NCC.html. Cancel button.
Let's look at our title to see where we are in the process.
Book port transfer, sending book.
Sending book, okay. Let's check again.
Book port transfer, sending 1:1-16%.
Okay, so it's 16% of the way over there. Now again, this digital audio is big, so it takes up some room on your flashcard. While we're talking about digital audio and flashcards, let me take this opportunity to answer a few questions about flashcards and capacity and so forth, because as people begin to use more digital audio with podcasts and RFBND books and Audible.com books, you may want a larger card than the one that ships in your book port. I know book ports are beginning to ship with 256 megabyte cards, but even that's not enough at some points. So you can actually get a 1 or a 2 gig card for a pretty low price, probably less than $150 for a 2 gig card. And at the current time, you really don't want to get a card bigger than 2 gigabytes because the BookPort file system only supports 2 gigabytes. That should be changing within a few months. We should be able to support unlimited size of the file system of the flashcard.
Folder view, list view, not selected, graphic 200 audible.
Okay, that book's over there now, so let's go ahead and unplug.
Rock, folder view, list view, not selected, rock.
And we'll press play on the book port.
Page 2. On the whole, Harry thought he was to be congratulated on his idea of hiding here.
So let's go.
He was not perhaps very...
Oh, maybe we...
Last file, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, 7 through chapter 3, The Advance Guard.
So when you send the book port over, it actually names it the file with the range that you have sent.
Lying on the hot, hard earth. But on the other hand, nobody was glaring at him.
So you can also see that the audio this time is not compressed. To answer a few other questions about flashcards, If you do get a new flash card, you want to make sure that you get a Type 1 card. The Type 2 cards will actually not fit into the device. They're a little bit thicker and they won't go into the hole where the flash card fits. Also, when you get a new flash card, you probably want to format it on the book port. And you do that by pressing 13DF, the four corner keys, and you'll be asked for a confirmation to make sure you don't press that key sequence by accident, because formatting will completely remove anything you have on the card. Now, the advantage of doing a format on the book port is that the book port optimizes the formatting parameters for use with the device. So it's not completely necessary, but I think you'll find better performance if you do that. Now, if you do use a larger flash card, when you format it in the book port, it'll only give you 2 gigabytes worth. So if you get a 4 gigabyte card, you can actually use a 4 gigabyte on the car, 4 gigabyte flash card on the device. We do not recommend it, however, and we recommend that you not format that on the book port because you will only get 2 gigabytes of capacity. Now, what's going on here is that the 4 gigabyte card is formatted in the FAT32 file system, and BookPort will use that, but it's very, very slow, and we do not support that yet. So stick with 2 gigabyte cards for right now. Okay, this has been issue 57 of Blind Cool Tech. If you would like to leave an audio comment about this lesson or any of these programs, you may do so at 206-984-9203. You can also email us with the address blindcooltech@gmail.com or check out our website at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. Thank y'all and have a good one.